It's been 9 years since President Obama signed an executive order to create the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals Program, or DACA. It shields roughly 700,000 immigrants brought to the United States illegally as children from deportation. The program survived a legal challenge from the Trump administration and now has support from President Biden. But it remains fragile. DACA recipients, often called Dreamers, have to apply for renewals every 2 years. Vice President Kamala Harris called for a permanent solution last month.
Even with DACA in place, we know that Dreamers live in a constant state of fear about their status and about their future. And it is critically important that we provide a pathway to citizenship to give people a sense of certainty and a sense of security.
For more on the state of DACA and immigration reform overall, we're joined by Graisa Martinez Rosas. She's executive director of the National Immigrant Youth-Led Network, United We Dream, and she's a DACA recipient herself. Graisa, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
So we spoke with you early in the year during Biden's inauguration week about your hopes for his presidency. You were optimistic about his plan to offer a path to citizenship, and you were looking for some other changes, replacing the word alien with non-citizen in U.S. immigration laws, for instance. It's been 6 months since then, so how are you feeling about the Biden administration today?
Well, the hopefulness that I felt at that moment was really grounded in the power of our movement that protected democracy, that ensured that undocumented people were clear that we were here to stay. And 6 months later, we are seeing a record deportations and expulsions. We almost are now close to 500,000 people deported under Biden. We are seeing the doubling of detention of undocumented people in detention centers and no action from Congress to date. And so, you know, I am feeling determined to ensure that millions of undocumented people in this country win citizenship this year, and really clear that Democrats have not only the prerogative, but the pressure, political pressure to deliver this year.
Yeah, it sounds like you haven't been pleased with everything you've observed in the early part of the Biden presidency. Although one of the first things he did do after taking office, which surely did please you, was to order the Department of Homeland Security to preserve and fortify the DACA program. I'm curious whether you experienced any tangible benefits from that action or whether it was more symbolic in your view.
Absolutely. The ability for us to be able to protect the DACA program and the Biden administration to underline its support of it, it has been essential. I as someone that has DACA myself, I was able to go back and see my father this year. I was able to hug him after 15 years of being separated by deportation. And that's because the DACA program is still alive, and it allowed me to be able to do that. But what we know is that DACA is not enough, that millions of people deserve the same ability that I had to visit their family members, to live lives without deportation, and we need that protection to be permanent. And so, yes, I celebrate and I applaud the ability for the administration to ensure that DACA is still in place, and we know that we need citizenship now.
Yeah, what a special day that must have been. Where is your father? I know that for a long time, many Dreamers were reluctant to make those visits. They were unsure if they would be able to get back in.
Yeah. My dad is in Hidalgo, Mexico, and I can tell you that it was a moment that I never thought would happen. I've missed him for 15 years. He's missed graduations, missed weddings, and to be in his arms, to see the age in his eyes, but to be able to share with him in the excitement and the joy of what this new administration could mean for millions of people, it just made me feel really proud of the work that we've done. And honestly, like a daughter that was able to reunite with her father.
Yeah. You know, it's clear when the president hears stories like that, you can sort of see the empathy written on his face. But there's a lot of competition for his attention right now. And, you know, since signing yes. that early executive order on DACA, you know, he's been focused a lot on managing the pandemic. He's been trying to pass an infrastructure deal. How do you and your fellow Dreamers draw his attention back to the promises that he made to you on the campaign trail?
You know, we remind him. I'm reminded of our time during the President Obama's presidency when we were fighting for and won the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program. And we got his attention by sharing stories, by meeting with him, by ensuring that he knew that no matter what, this was a political prerogative for them to deliver on. And so that's what we're going to do again, because our lives are on the line. President Biden has met with undocumented young people that have DACA, and we're asking him to deliver citizenship for millions, for farm workers, for TPS recipients, for immigrant young people, and for 11 million people across the country, not only because it's good for us, it's not only because it's good for undocumented people, but it's good for the country.
Grace, I mentioned earlier that the DACA program survived a challenge by the Trump administration, but there is still a case in federal court in Texas where Republican attorneys general are asking a judge to declare the program unlawful. What other challenges do DACA recipients continue to face 9 years later?
You're correct. We're still waiting for the Hanen decision to come out of Texas. It is expected to be something that will shift the conditions politically and what Congress will need to deliver citizenship. I think that what we're also seeing is the result of the pandemic. Many of us are still facing the aftershocks of having lost family members, of having our undocumented family members excluded from relief efforts. And what we are also seeing from DACA recipients and immigrant young people is that there are folks that are joining our ranks and are joining our movement and are super clear that citizenship is important, that we're delivering for our people, and that our fight is about ensuring that every person, Black and brown people in this country, have exactly what they deserve. And so there's a lot of work to do, but a lot of commitment to deliver.
Well, as you mentioned, your desire for congressional action, I'm reminded, it can be hard to remember because the program has been in place for a while, but this was originally a stopgap measure. President Obama at the time imagined that Congress might pass some kind of comprehensive immigration package without DACA extending on to almost a decade now. We haven't seen that happen, and I wonder if you feel that fragility, that concern that another president could effectively undo with a stroke of a pen what President Obama did with a stroke of his.
I mean, we saw the effects of what a president like that would do when Trump attacked the DACA program. It took a lot of our work and effort to defend it at the Supreme Court. But yes, that's why we say that DACA is not enough. Someone mentioned it as like applying for DACA is like subscribing to be an American every 2 years, because you just never know whether you're going to be detained or deported, whether you're going to have the protection. And I never thought that, you know, I started working in this 10 years ago when we were fighting for the DREAM Act in 2010. And to see that close to a decade has passed in my work, 35 years since the last time a Congress has passed an immigration bill, to see champions like Senator Durbin and Senator Schumer have this elusive opportunity to deliver citizenship. This is the time to be bold. This is the time to use every inch of power to deliver it, because we just don't know what the future holds and we need to seize the moment.
You mentioned the original DREAM Act, which, of course, is where the term dreamers comes from.
Right.
And we've seen some, I would say, widening across the partisan aisles since then. So let's talk a little bit about some of the plans that are on the table and how you're advocating for them. In March, the House passed the American Dream and Promise Act and the Farm Modernization Act. And these two pieces of legislation together would provide about 4.5 million qualified dreamers with that pathway to citizenship. But it isn't moving in the Senate right now. So what can your group do about that? And what would it mean to pass it?
We're calling on Democrats to use every inch of power that they have to deliver citizenship for millions of people, for the folks that you talked about and many more. We're not giving up until we win citizenship. And we are super clear that citizenship is the starting point for our ability to make this country exactly what we deserve it to be.
You said Democrats should use every tool. Does that extend to getting rid of the filibuster?
Democrats should use every inch of their power, including immigration in the reconciliation package, getting rid of the filibuster. They have the majority in the House, the Senate, and the White House. They must be bold and they must use every inch of it.
Last thing I'm wondering about, Grace, is if you could share your vision of a day that I'm sure that you've thought a lot about, a day when the immigration reform package that you so badly want makes it through Congress, gets to the president's desk, and is signed. If that day arrives, what would change in your own life and the lives of other DACA recipients?
Oh, man, you're so right. I have definitely imagined this moment for the last 10 years. I imagine myself celebrating with the millions of people that have conspired in the favor of ensuring that we won citizenship. I see millions of young people, members of United We Dream, hosting block parties all across the country. And for me, it would mean that I'd be able to care for my father as he ages, that I'd be able to take a sigh of relief and when it comes to deportations, and that I can continue my work to ensure that this country is a place where every person, all Americans, are able to have a good job, where we're able to have access to health care. And so I would just recommit myself to the fight. So I'll enjoy the victory when, because it will come. I know that we will win, and be preparing for the fights to come.
Grayssa Martinez Rosas is executive director of United We Dream, the largest youth-led immigrant network in the country, and a DACA recipient. Grayssa, thanks for spending some time with us.
Thanks for having me.